All right, I'm just going to let it record for a second, because one time we were recording,
yeah,
and it just, like, stopped, remember?
Oh, I opened it without you. I'm so sorry.
I don't think you really finished opening it.
I know, but, like,
oh, okay, we're gonna, it. Want to start? Are you going to give a countdown?
1, 2, 3.
That's a count up, but okay.
Whatever.
Countdown would be like, it'd be the other way around.
Oh, it's been so long,
good
man.
To be back.
It is good to be back.
Okay, are we putting any ground rules on our drinking? Oh. Like, we have to say something and then we can take a sip? Or are we are we covering a section of something and then we're allowed to...
Maybe if we are starting a topic, or if, like, we're moving on to another topic. You know, like, if we start a topic and then we move on to another topic, we take a drink.
Okay, alright.
That could be the whole, like...
okay, yeah.
We tend to ramble.
Oh, so... how about also if we agree on something? Like, oh, good point.
There you go.
Okay.
I like
something
that.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The little minutiae of it. So the topic for today is what we have been watching this past month while we've been kind
of... Yeah. We've had a little bit of a break, a little summer break, getaway. Working on season 2 now.
Yeah, working on season 2.
We're on second season.
Oh,
got
geez.
Some ideas.
That deserves a drink.
yeah, drink to that. Yeah. By the way, we're also drinking. I guess... Maybe they know that by now.
Hopefully.
I'm drinking, what is this called? Hop Valley Stash Panda?
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm saying that right. It sounds cool, though.
Stash Panda is pretty good. It's a hazy IPA. It's only 6.5.
You almost gave me, like, something that was just going to kill me.
Yeah.
It's like a 9% almost. 8.7.
That would put you out for, like, 2 hours.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I'd get through the podcast unless we were, like, closer to halfway through.
No.
And you're having a Coors...
The only reason I'm having a Coors Banquet is because we didn't have any other beer in the fridge, and I refuse to drink seltzers. It's not
you want to lean in a little bit more? I don't know if it's... I don't know if... I did... I have no
I'll
idea.
Lean into you, man.
All right.
But yeah, so that's what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah. What have we been watching?
Yeah. Should we caught up on One Piece yet?
No, I have not. God. I'm like 200 and something episodes behind.
Okay, where are you specifically?
Okay, this might be a spoiler for people though, but I'm at the wedding. They're having the wedding.
Okay, god damn it.
Yeah, they're having the wedding.
I can't give you your birthday present yet. Jesus.
I mean, I don't know when I'll get to it. No, I have no idea.
Okay.
I talked to her about it and we were both like, well, what could it possibly be? Well, you said it was a spoiler, so I was like, I don't know what to imagine what a spoiler would be of that arc, but
I don't
even want to guess because I feel like I'm probably going to get it wrong, but then you're just going to laugh at me. But
no, I don't care if you got it wrong. I wouldn't laugh at you.
I don't know.
But in the month since, I guess this isn't what I've been watching, but I turned 30, which is awesome.
Ooh, welcome to the club.
Yeah, right?
wait, can we drink to that?
We can drink to that. We can drink to that. All right. If we go at this pace, I'm going to be done in like 10 minutes.
All right, so like we can't agree on anything
ever at all. I mean, we tend not.
Is that hard to do? I mean, we have disagreements.
Yeah, we tend not to agree on the films or shows that we're watching.
Yeah, you know? Although One Piece, I feel like we always are on the same page on. But
the only reason I do mention my birthday in
the context of what we're watching.
Thank you. The context of what you're watching One mm-hmm. Piece. Because I got this.
Oh, yeah. You got a mark on your arm.
Yeah, I
got
know a
what
tattoo
that means.
For one of the things related to One Piece.
One Piece.
Yeah.
For those that have seen the show, should we even say what it is?
It's just a mark for them to tell who they were in a specific arc.
Point in the story. That's so vague, but
I'm trying to be vague because you don't want to give spoilers about a show that's been out for like...
There's always people that haven't seen it. And I'm always excited for people that get into something that I'm into.
Yeah.
No matter if it's something like this or any other series. I don't like to ruin it for anybody else if they're enjoying it and they're loving it.
Yeah.
I'm just hyped or excited that they got into something I'm into. And so I don't want to give anything away because I also don't like being on the receiving end of like someone trying to tell me to like something and then they just spoil the crap out of it. And then I'm like, well,
that's never fun.
So I don't want to cause that kind of issue for others.
All right, so if you're not caught up on One Piece, what have you been watching?
Okay, what I've been watching, I watched a little show called The Resort on Peacock.
Uh-huh.
It was, and I think it was 8 episodes. I finished the whole thing. It's a mini verdict? Series. I liked it, but it was, the first episode was painful. I like almost was like, I don't know about this show. And then I got past episode 1. So the thing was, the story, I don't know if you'll ever see it or if anybody else listening wants to see it.
I mean, I have Peacock. I could check it out.
Okay. It's considered a, like a murder mystery, dark comedy, I guess. A kind of adventure, yeah. Too. It's kind of a weird combination. Like, the way the series starts and where it ends on, it feels like a different show. And so I find this show probably hard to advertise for.
Yeah.
Because the first 2 or 3 episodes, it's really dark, gritty, more like crime-solving mystery.
Yeah.
And there's something that happens in the story that starts to change the direction of the story is told from a different perspective. And ironically, the main characters of the story are these two, this couple, and they're on a vacation. And this is in the trailer, so it's kind of the synopsis of the whole series. They go on a vacation for their their anniversary. They've been together for 15 years, and it's their 15-year anniversary since they've been married. And they go on this vacation to this resort, and there's like a crime mystery that they get involved in. We're trying to figure out what's happened to these people that are missing that were in this hotel. And the story kind of unravels from there where they start to go down this rabbit hole of what happened to these people. And it was kind of interesting, but I did not care for the main characters. I didn't. The couple, they were having marriage problems, struggles, and I was not interested. As soon as the murder mystery part of the story came in, I was like, okay, I'm more interested in that. Then they go into like other stories of the other characters at the hotel and what happens at this part. And that's where the story got interesting. And
yeah.
I think my favorite character was a character that's kind of like a side character the whole thing, but he's wacky and he's pretty interesting. And
what actors are in this?
There's not really any famous actors. A lot of them are a bunch of nobodies, mostly.
Okay.
I can't think of a single big name that's really in it.
Well, I mean, they're not nobodies anymore. They're on a TV show.
Well, that's true. That's true. You got me there. No, I was thinking that like they're kind of like they're probably like this is probably where their career's really taken off.
Yeah.
If you ever watched How I Met Your Mother?
Yes.
The mother that plays the mother in How I Met Your Mother, she's introduced in the last season of How I Met. I guess it's a spoiler if you haven't seen that show.
Oh, okay. Then I haven't seen that mother.
She is the actress that plays the mom on that show, and she is the main character in this show. I don't hate her performance. I just hate what they did with her character.
In the resort. Okay.
Yeah, goes through some things that I was like, but she's good performance.
So out of the Rotten Tomatoes score, what would you give this?
I think I would check it out for a first viewing. So
yeah,
it was worth watching. I don't know if I'd go back to rewatch it. For me, something I value is something I would go back and want to rewatch. So I think this is a one and done kind of show. So I would like say it's like a 70. It's passable, but like
okay, that's pretty good.
It's not. I watching it with my girlfriend and we were cracking up. It gets funny,
mm-hmm.
but none of the funniness has anything to do with the main characters. It's everything to do with the mystery of the person missing, the people missing.
Okay,
and they give like flashbacks and story of what happened before they disappeared. And that's where I was like, these characters are more interesting than those people. Then I was invested to see what happened to them. Nothing to do with the main crew. So that's where, and it's weird to say this. That's why I say like, it's kind of a mixture of genres. Because by the end of the series, like when you're getting the last 2 episodes, it's almost like this adventure story. It's no longer really about the mystery stuff. Is the tone changed. It's like
do you think it's because they couldn't figure out how to wrap the mystery up, so they decided to go in a different direction? Or
I think it was more the mystery starts to reveal itself and you...
Oh, and then they start going on the ride.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so like the mystery no longer is dark. So the energy was like more upbeat, happy energy. And it's turned into this adventure story where they go on this... It's almost like... Okay, so like for like a movie like Uncharted or like Tomb Raider or Indiana Jones is a better example. Like a treasure hunt. It starts to turn into that where they're after these people that are missing and they are trying to figure out the paths they went. And it
yeah.
It ends on a high note. It actually is not.
Cool.
It doesn't end in a negative way. I was
cool.
like, At the end of it, the other thing was both me and my girlfriend finished it, and we were both like, will there be a season two? They could kind of do that.
I was just about to ask, is there going to be a season two?
I don't know. They said they left it open-ended, where the studio has not confirmed that it's finished. They consider this as the end of the story, but not the end of the franchise, which they could have other stories at that hotel. Yeah.
I mean, it's always good to leave a series that has potential open for more, but it doesn't necessarily mean they have to go back to it, which is nice.
They'll probably have a different cast of actors in the next season, new characters, all that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because you could be at this hotel. There's weird stuff at this hotel. So
okay, so it's centrally based at a hotel.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So that's where I think it kind of got that. That's where I think the story really took off. And then after a while, I was like, I'm liking this, but give the show a chance. Okay, a great example of, not the best example, but if anybody has listening, if you ever watched the TV series WandaVision, the first 2-3 episodes really seem off. And then when you get to episode 3, you're like, oh, it's starting to make sense. This has that feel where I'm like, should I bother sticking through?
I will agree with that.
And then when I get to this point, I'm like, okay. Another drink. But yeah, no, I'm definitely happy that I watched it. But
okay,
I don't think it's something I'm going to jump back to.
All right, so 70s, you wouldn't jump back to it if it had a second season?
I would jump into another season. I don't rewatch season one.
Okay.
Good question.
Not many people, unless it's like the Community, or is it just Community? It's just Community.
I think it's,
Community, The Office, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Or any of those quirky, like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine shows. Like, those are guaranteed to watch again just because they're funny.
Yeah.
But this a lot of replay value. This doesn't have the replay value.
Well, the mystery, I think that's what kind of does it. It's a mystery, so once you know the mystery and you, like, see what's already happened, the second viewing would not be as entertaining because you already know. I guess in some ways people be like, seeing all the hints they leave, the second viewing you would kind of catch on. But I kind of think the adventure point of the reveal is what made it good the first time. So I think it would kind of lose its energy the second time.
Also, not for the people here listening to us, if you haven't caught on to the fact that there's something in the background, it is my AC unit because it is sweltering hot out here.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, we're in California right now and we're in a heat wave. So if you can hear it, I'm sorry. If you can't, just keep enjoying the podcast.
Stay cool. Anyways, what have you been watching?
The Orville.
The Orville. Oh, the Orville. That's the Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, live action.
It's like a spoof off of Star Trek.
It's kind of like a spoof of Star Trek, but it is dark, touching. Like, it has its own quirk to it. Like, I will say that this show has more of the comedy within Star Trek nailed down than Star Trek would have. At least the older series.
Are you a fan of Star Trek?
I am.
So you can kind of like
yeah, I
appreciate those things.
I really appreciate this. And it's just so fucking funny. I haven't watched the newer series of Star Trek that have been coming out.
The Picard?
Picard one. And then there's there's like two other ones. There's an animated one. And then there's one more that I cannot think of.
I always like to call it, this is how I remember it, I call it the STD show, because it's called Star Trek Discovery. It's a little bit unfortunate, but it makes me laugh every time I think of it.
That's not funny. Nope.
It's about space aliens. Nothing to do with STDs. Oh.
That's fucking hilarious. I love it.
Yeah, so I think maybe that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah. And then there's that, like, Lower Deck or Under Deck one. It's like animated. I can't remember.
They made an anime one? Or a cartoon one?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think it's nice. Raunchy.
Oh, they went that direction. Is that made by Seth MacFarlane also?
I don't know, but I don't think it is, like,
okay,
specifically stated that it's related, even though it's, like, the same. I don't know.
Interesting. I mean, we can figure that out.
We can figure it out and watch it next time.
Yeah. You know,
like, give it a go.
But how many seasons is this show that you watched? Just one season?
There's 3 seasons.
Oh, you watched all 3?
My girlfriend and I, we're on the 3rd season right now, but we're taking it much slower because it only has 10 episodes, where the first and the second, I think the first had like 14, and then the second had, I want to say, a little bit more than 14. It might have been 14.
Okay. But
we're taking it a little slower.
Yeah. Maybe because of COVID. Maybe they filmed during that.
Yeah. It's on Disney Plus now, which makes me think that Disney's going to take over.
I thought it was CBS or something on that.
Yeah.
Disney. And so, okay. That's
I don't know.
I didn't know it was on there. Okay.
It's on Disney Plus now. It's funny. It's really funny. At first, you don't really get into the characters. I mean, like, you, like, start, like, kind of picking up their quirks and habits along the season, but it's not something that you are, like, necessarily, like, invested in. You're more invested in, like, the adventures they go on. But through the season, you slowly pick up on all these characters' different, like, traits and, like, what makes them tick, and they are just so funny in their own way. There's a robot that thinks that all humans, or like humanoid people, or humanoid races, species, are less intelligent than it because because it is a robot.
So there's a little bit arrogant of a robot.
It's very bigoted in the fact that it doesn't think any other race can be as intelligent as it.
Okay. Right. That sounds funny. What's that character's name?
Isaac.
Isaac, okay.
He has one of the funniest arcs because in the later season, he gets involved with one of the crew members.
Okay.
Romantically. And then the crew member that has the feelings for him is also trying to figure this out because it's kind of unheard of that a humanoid or a human would love a robot, and this, like,
you're just making me think of Futurama.
But it's funny. It's so funny. And
how did you find this show, or how did you come across it?
Oh, so I went to San Diego Comic-Con.
Oh, that's right. That did happen in July.
Yep.
Okay.
It did. And man, there's been so much that's been going on this past month. I went to San Diego Comic-Con, and I was waiting for the Critical Role panel. Critical Role is a live-action D&D show on Twitch. Don't need to talk about it. It's just a show. I love it. But we got there, like, two panels early so we could move our way up. You know?
Smart thinking.
Because it's such a huge hall. It was the biggest hall.
I think it's Hall H.
It's either Hall H or the one that's upstairs. I think Hall H is downstairs.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Hall H is downstairs. I've gone there a few times, so I remember some of that.
I think it's Hall 20?
It's been a while since I went.
It's Hall 20.
Hall 20? Oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think the last time I went to Comic-Con was when Supernatural was still on, and it was supposed to be like one of their last seasons. No, before that. But it was like, supposedly it was their last season, then they announced 2 more seasons. So it was like,
okay,
it was like 2017, I think.
Oh.
And I was excited to go, and it was probably the best event I ever saw there. They even had sorry, we're getting off topic, but they even had what do they call them, their band,
they had a band there.
They had a band show up on stage for Supernatural. It was
what? I've never heard of Supernatural having a band.
No, well, they have, you know, the opening of their show.
Yeah, I mean, vaguely. I haven't seen
it's
it in
by
forever.
I can't remember the name of the band. It's blank.
Well, Chanel can kill you later, it's fine. Anyway, I got there too. I got into Hall 20 two panels before, and the Orville was the panel.
Oh, okay.
And Seth MacFarlane was on, like, the fucking screens because he wasn't actually there.
Oh, he wasn't?
But the rest of the cast were there. I couldn't even see them.
He's too lazy to show up.
I couldn't even see the cast at the time, so I didn't even
know.
Wait,
I thought you got early, though. Oh, yeah, but there's that many people still there?
It was, like, the first panel we got into.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
When we were jumping up through the chairs.
Did you get any pictures or anything?
We were so far back at that point.
It was like pictures of crowds.
It was literally just, it would be like a picture, it would be pictures of crowds and Seth MacFarlane on like
on
the big screen
projector.
Yeah. And we couldn't even see the actors who were on stage. So I didn't even know anything about it at all. And like,
this is the first time you heard about the show?
Yeah. It's the first time I ever heard about the show too. But like, I spaced out through half of that panel. I was just like, okay, I don't care. I've never heard of this or anything.
But you stayed.
But we stayed through it. And then we were just like chilling. And we saw the Orville like scroll by one of our subscription. And we were just like, oh.
That's that thing.
We went to that panel. Do you want to give it a try? So I put it on while Ash was doing something, and then she got like hooked and I got hooked, and I was like, okay, this is really funny. Do you want to watch a second episode with me? So she put down what she was doing, and we just, it
three
just went
seasons
there.
Later and you're like,
yeah, so
trying to slow down.
this August, that's what we were doing. We were watching Norville, and I cannot complain. It was really funny. If I had to give it a score on the Rotten Tomatoes score thing for a series, I would say it's like a 80 out of 100.
Okay.
It's not.
Yeah,
like
that's
it was.
Not
it's
bad.
Good. It's really funny. It gives me a big like space adventure Brooklyn Nine-Nine vibes.
Oh, okay.
But not as like skit oriented at the beginning. You know how they always have that skit. It's more like that beginning part starts the rest of the episode. So I thought it was really good.
That's cool.
And then we watched, we were watching this anime called Free. It's about it's about the swim team. And like the main character only swims freestyle. And you just kind of, it's very gay. It's like,
what?
It's what? Like in a good way though. Like,
okay.
Like it never shows anything or anything like that, but it's just like a team of these really like good swimming, like really like,
is there any murder
boys.
That happened? Anyone get drowned?
Nope.
Okay. What is it considered? Slice of life or?
I think it'd be
drama?
Sports anime.
Yeah, but they still have a category. Well, maybe not. So it's just
competitiveness. Yeah, it's like
sports have
like
a drama, sports comedy, sports action.
I would say like sports
slice of life.
Life.
Drama?
Drama-ish with
like a tad of romance
with yaoi? Is that what it's
Yeah,
not, it's
okay,
not,
I know the
not
term.
Not like the actual like sexy yaoi.
Yeah.
It's like just like very like
seductive, but suggestive.
Suggested. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yes. So we've been watching that and the Orville. We've been watching She-Hulk as it come out. I don't have any complaints for She-Hulk yet.
Me neither. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that is like kind of complainable is like the CGI on her. But it's hard.
I mean, it's like it's like an animated character almost, right? Because I mean, they're not putting someone.
Some
just,
scenes.
Is it okay? So it's not
it's like
Gamora with like painted skin. It's like something more.
Yeah, it's more like they would do with Mark Ruffalo, where they put him in just like a mocap. Right.
I actually really want to see that show.
It's good.
I haven't.
You just have to bend your perception of just a little bit of time. Each episode when she is like walking like through doors or like is just kind of,
well, she should open them,
walking or just doing anything very minute as She-Hulk, nothing like action oriented.
So when she's like sitting there drinking a cup of tea or soda, it would look a little weird. Okay.
Just a tiny bit weird. And you can't.
So
really,
we're not there yet with special effects on that.
You can't really put your finger on why it feels
weird. I can guess. I have one theory.
It's because of the
skin color, maybe? Because it's not a natural color. So it's like you look at that and you know this is not a human.
Yeah. Or I think
I think we're like, I look at, like I'll just speak of Guardians of the Galaxy, for example.
Yeah.
I look at Rocket and I know that he's obviously a CGI character, but he looks just like a creature that exists in our world that I'm like, okay, I'm accepting. Even Groot looks like a tree, but trees exist in our world. But we don't have green walking people, so it kind of looks a little bit jarring.
Yeah, it's slightly jarring just when she's doing like small things as She-Hulk.
Okay.
Not when she's like fighting or when there's like action shots with the camera like panning really fast or like, honestly, it's funny. It's a funny show.
Okay, and I look forward to seeing that. I still haven't seen that. I still haven't seen Moon Knight. Still haven't seen Miss Marvel, but I want to see She-Hulk more than those other two.
Oh, we watched Miss Marvel too.
Oh, you did?
It was really good.
Okay.
Really good. I would say that's better than
Moon Knight.
No, I was gonna say it's better than just so many things on Disney Plus.
Oh, I thought you were gonna name it compared to another MCU show or movie.
I would say it's better than Falcon and the Winter. Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah,
and also I had more fun with it, like just from like a different kind of perspective. You can't really quantify all of these different
shows. There's so
many
Marvel shows and movies now. It's just
and a lot of people are saying they need to slow down.
They kind
of
should. But
they should slow down a little bit, but like I think what they're doing is good because it's building a bigger world.
True.
Around just what the movies can show
but
us.
But like Phase 4 is what's it building to Phase 5? We're about to get to Phase 5 and I'm like, "Whoa, okay."
And I don't even know what has happened in Phase 4.
They could just leave Phase 5 should just be in part of Phase 4 and just be like, "Yeah, we're going to include that." But whatever.
But it's fine. I think it's just good because it's world building.
Okay.
And I like that.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it was better than
a lot of shows, just
on its surface level. I think it was funner.
And all of those are airing on Disney Plus as well. So it sounds like mostly you're watching Disney Plus.
Well, The Orville was on Hulu before the 19th of August. And then, so we started on Hulu, then we went to the Disney Plus because it shifted. But regardless, Miss Marvel was good. I'd give it like a 75 or an 80 somewhere.
So it's better than The Resort.
I don't know.
I know, I'm just messing with you.
I don't know.
I gave it like a 70. I jumping back to anime.
Oh.
I watched an anime series
mm-hmm.
called the I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Platinum End.
Nope. What is that, a shonen?
I don't know what it's considered. I guess it is probably. It's made by the creator of Death Note.
Okay.
So if you know Death Note, it's a very dark style storytelling.
Oh.
Very, like, a lot of the stories that he writes, it's very, like, you question what's the right thing to do versus what's ethical and, like, legal.
Right.
Kind of, like, that boundary. I watched the whole thing. It was, I think it was, like, 20, 30 episodes, something like that. And if I were to grade the show, this is hard for me to say because there's something that happens in the story. And if I exclude, like, I almost want to put it into two parts, part one, part two. And the first half of the series, I almost want to give it like a 78, 79, almost an 80. It was pretty good where I was liking where it was going.
Uh-oh.
Then
uh-oh.
There's a plot point that comes along and it just kind of just falls like off.
Okay.
Like on a weird direction.
What does the plot point do?
Okay, so the storyline has
Without
to do with
giving too much away.
It has to do with humanity, and there's angels, and the main character of the story gets he gets gifted the chance to be God, And
okay, that is so similar to
Kingdom. And he's given a power, so you get wings, so you can fly anywhere, and you can go in a matter of seconds. I think they said it takes 3 seconds to fly around the whole planet. That's how fast they can go.
Whoa.
And they get 2 arrows.
Uh-huh.
But you can get more arrows as it goes, and I'll get to that in a minute. You get a red arrow and a white arrow. A white arrow kills anyone instantly, and they can't stop you. Unless, and a red arrow, anyone that you shoot a red arrow to, they are now basically
puppet
follower. Yeah, puppet.
Or, oh, okay,
they kind of just do anything for you that you tell them at that point. But after 30 days, they are released and they are back to being.
So you have to shoot them again.
Yes. And the story really takes off because you find out that there are something around 49 other people that are worthy to become God. Yeah. And then it turns into a war against the humans that are worthy of being God. So
and the actual angels.
Oh, the angels are not fighting.
So it's just all of the humans wanting to be God fighting each other.
Exactly. And the angels are there. So,
okay, hold on.
Yeah, it's like Death Note.
That is that's creating chaos for chaos' sake.
Well, they're saying God's dying and he needs a replacement. And so whoever's most worthy can become the new God. And the angels are just all wanting. And this is the other thing I found fascinating. The angels that they, for instance, the angel picked that human, says, I want you to be God. So they are they're rooting for that human to do well because they said, if you become God, then I get a reward. So that angel gets a recruitment and there's different levels of angels. So they're so not all angels have arrows.
I have a question.
And the wings too.
Do they talk between each other?
Yes.
Like the angels and they're my human's going to destroy your human because blah, blah, blah.
I was really surprised. I actually really like the angels. They were really goofy and they had a lot of different personalities and most of them are not like that. Most of them are not talking crap about the others. They're mostly supportive. Oh, I hope yours makes it. And then they're I hope yours makes it too. And then there's a few there's a few that are no, mine's going to outdo yours. And then they're
there are some that will.
And then the other angels want to team up with their humans to take on that angel with that human because they're we can outdo them.
So are the humans in this that get the power of God?
Yes.
Able to kill angels?
No.
Are the angels able to kill the humans?
No.
Then what the fuck?
Angels aren't even able to touch humans.
Okay, are the other angels allowed to kill other angels?
They never tried to do that. I don't think not their interest. Their interest is to try to find a god. They're not looking to fight, but they want to create.
Right, but you said some are creating little packs.
Yes.
That they want.
They're encouraging anything for their humans to win, but they're not doing it themselves. They are just. And
so does that create little packs with the humans too?
Yeah, it does. And that's where it got really good. And this one, I'm not giving anything away when I say this, but they think they're after this one person. They're like, oh, we have to take him down. He's causing all this. He's killing off other god humans that are... they have a term, but it's humans that are capable of being god.
Before they get the gift from any angel.
Or some of them already have it.
Oh, and okay.
They shoot at one of them, thinking we'll stop him, so we'll shoot him. But when they shoot him, he has a red arrow in him. So they're like, oh no, someone's controlling him, even though he's killing off other gods. So he's a god caught by another god human to kill off god humans.
This is confusing.
It's crazy.
I can kind of piece it together from what you're saying, but it seems very overly complex. Complicated.
It is really complicated.
And that sounded good. Death Note.
And then
that just sounds like Death Note.
And then there goes a direction where. And Death Note did the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm not really going to spoil it, but Death Note did this thing where, they go that direction where you're like, okay, season one, this happens.
I hated that.
I know.
God.
And this one does that, where you're like, oh my God, this villain. And then completely changes the plot, and then it it ruined it.
All right,
it
if was, anyone who has seen Death Note knows what happens in Death Note, you know what we're talking about when we talk over the subject of what happened, because
someone that's sitting in a chair all the time, squatting and eating lots of sugar. Anyways,
bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. All right. Anyway.
Anyways. So yeah, I'd almost give that like a 70 to 80 like score.
Okay.
But after this plot point that they introduce and the story starts to go this direction, and the last 15 or so episodes goes this route, it got so bad. I almost would give the score like a 3. It
what?
Was like
just a 3, not even a 10.
No, it was awful.
Whoa, hold on.
And this show,
what?
Okay, I have to.
I was not ready. For
I have
this.
To warn people in this part, because if they haven't seen it and they have an idea of wanting to see it, it was ranked one of the worst endings in a TV series or anime series and manga series.
What?
It is that bad of an ending.
Whoa.
I can give it away, but I feel like maybe
honestly,
I should give it away
point,
because
like
it's. Okay, it's I'll just say worst. It because it kind of is like someone, if someone wants to go into this being prepared, knowing
what's
this
called again? Just so
Platinum End.
Platinum End. Okay, just so you know, Platinum End has one of the worst endings of any anime ever. Go.
So the ending ends up being where they become, this. They choose, they have to vote who's going to be the god, and they choose somebody to be the god, and I didn't care much for that character, and it's not the main character, which I think the main character probably would have been the best
what?
Choice.
The
so it's not even, and they don't choose the main character, and the main character was the best option, and like everything they're talking about, he has no evil in him that he's like wanting greed, nothing selfish, wanting to help the world. He's just going to let things be. And that's like what his intention
that's
was.
That's what God did.
But the God they choose says he wants to destroy life. And he kills himself and everyone in life. So it ends with everyone in existence dying. And it goes black saying like life has ended. And I was like, they killed off everybody. Not a single character is alive at the end. I was like, I wasted my time. I ended up feeling like, why ended in such a... Why I don't like my story to end where like no nothing is alive. Nothing is left. Yeah, existence entirely snapped. Although the snap at least had half humanity alive still. So that was how bad it was. So do not watch it unless you really want to watch something depressing.
Okay. This manga artist or the
author
literally was like, fuck it, I'm gonna give Thanos all the power.
Just kill everybody,
just
including
kill
yourself,
everyone.
Yeah,
but okay, does that mean that the world is still
no the world's gone, everything's gone. The
why
planets,
would he do
all
that?
Of existence, including all the angels, and all the angels like they like freeze into stone and then they like fall into pieces and just like it like disintegrate.
So the world dies.
Yeah.
Everything.
It shows the planet just like
what the
and I was like
fuck?
Why would anybody want this angel like or this god to do this? Like yeah, it was
okay.
And but if you look it up, yeah, it's got horrible reviews on the
everything
ending,
you
worst
said
ending.
Before
it was so good.
That,
I was like, oh.
That sounded cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, it sounds a little Death Note-ish. Like, a lot Death Note-ish, but, like, it sounds cool. Like, these factions, like, warring over who is going to become God. And then you say that?
Yeah, I was like...
Fuck that!
I mean, the villain of the series was so good, but they kill him off. And what they did after they kill him off, they didn't know what to do. I was like, oh, man, that should have ended.
That's
that should be, like,
the
story should have ended.
That's the exact same thing that
exactly.
happened with fucking
yeah.
Death Note.
They did this... That's why I said it's, like, very similar. I'm like, oh, good concept. Horrible.
If I could give one piece of advice for the author of both Death Note and this, stop killing off your antagonists.
Yeah.
Just stop. You're not doing it well at all. But like, you're just not doing it well. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Or woman, or whatever. Like, just fucking write. Like,
creative writing there, but horrible delivery. I guess just didn't end as strongly as it started. So.
Okay, I'm pissed now. I'm not happy.
Do you need another drink?
I don't have another drink. This is it. This is all I got.
Okay.
I'll cheers to that, but like...
What are we agreeing on? Oh, I guess we're both upset.
That it sucks.
Yeah.
that ending sucks. Worse right. than Death Note 1.
Let me change directions with this now. All right, so I saw another show that was great, and I'm going to give its review or its rating before I even say what it is.
Okay.
I thought it was so good. I loved it. I watched the entire series. I had to go back and watch the older seasons because it was so good. I gave it a 97. And
did something come out? Was it Stranger Things?
Stranger Things.
Are
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I watched Stranger Things. You didn't like Stranger Things?
Okay, all right. Tell me why. I have seen both the first and second season. I thought they were good.
Yeah, they were.
I haven't seen the third. I haven't seen the fourth. So don't spoil anything.
I'm not spoiling anything.
But I will say that the end of the second season didn't leave me wanting to watch the third or the fourth. So that's why I didn't pick it up.
Well, you know I understand why you wouldn't jump in the fourth season if you're on the second.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it didn't make me want to, like, rewatch what I have watched so I could watch season three to watch season four. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't leave me wanting more.
Yeah.
But I do think that it deserves a shot. I mean,
I thought it was really good. Looking back, I was going to jump into season four. Because it's the newest season.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen the last few seasons in like 6-7 years whenever Same. It came out. So Same. I was like, I don't remember this stuff, so I'm going to start over. And I started watching season one, jumped to season two, jumped to season three. I think it does better watching it as like a marathon, just binge watching rather than waiting. Because now looking back, I love season four. It was great. Now I got to wait for season five. And it's the final season.
Anybody
is a fan or has seen any part of Stranger Things and they liked it, just hold off until it's done. I know there's going to be spoilers that you're going to come across, and it's going to happen.
The only thing I know that happened was a DM died. A dungeon master
died. Oh, yeah.
And that's it. That's all I'm going to say, because I don't know what the fuck that means. I mean, I know the character.
Yeah.
It, but I don't want to say anything.
I thought it made sense, the way they handled that, the way it was set up. I think it was more like the characters we've seen in the series so far, they've gone through traumatic experience, but they've never had death like actually reach them see someone close to them go through it. So I think what's now shown their character development of growth of dealing with a serious thing that now they're like, yeah, we're either going to get through this and destroy this creature, or we're going to die trying to stop it, which is a very motivating thing of they're almost taking on their fear and being like, I'm just going to not let that stop me.
So
and I'm
seeing their growth. 97.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. All right.
But I think, and this is not me overhyping it. I think why I felt so great about season four is I saw season one, two, and three. Each week or each day. Yeah. So when I got to season four, I seen what they've come from to where they are now. And I think if I just watched season four, I probably wouldn't have felt all of the emotion and trauma and struggles they've gone through the whole time.
Yeah.
So by the time we get to season four, I'm like, oh my God, they've been through so much. But I also see them get a lot older, and I feel like I've seen them grow up, and now they're matured, that they're not like the little kids anymore. And now they're in high school. I think they're like sophomores. I think by the time they get to the last season.
Yeah. Okay. I will.
Maybe wait.
I will take
maybe
this,
wait.
I'll take this information to Ashley. You know.
I do think
want to watch it.
I do think that one thing I as much as I'm saying how good it is, I do think it's overhyped and people talk about it over the top. And I didn't want to jump into it because of that. I wanted to jump into it because I loved the previous characters in the seasons, and I'm seeing more of that. The characters I loved. And there's definitely more of that. I don't want to give anything away, but there's characters in the series that I've oh man, I love this character. And I see more of that. So I've enjoyed everything that they've done with the series. So they go in a direction, which again, I think maybe I love this so much because I've told you I love scary movies.
Yeah.
And horror movies is just one of my favorite genres. This has just oozing 80s horror. So just scary movies.
The whole thing.
Yeah. From the beginning of the series to this point.
Yeah, which, I thought that a lot in the first season. I was like, oh, that's really, this is a really great horror because it feels like 80s horror.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel that as much in the second season, so maybe it picks back up in the third and fourth.
Yeah. Oh, definitely the fourth. I watched third and fourth back to back, and I felt it in the third, but I definitely felt like it was stronger in the fourth. But I think they also spent more time on the fourth because they know they're coming to an end, and they also picked up the pieces that they know they... The thing I like about the writers, they're two brothers, and they look at their past and they hear and they read about the flaws or people have issues with. So they try to work with what issues people had with the series to try to overcome those obstacles.
Yeah.
There's a season.
It's
there's
not the same writers who did Game of Thrones, right?
No. I feel like those weren't brothers.
Oh, they were not?
No.
They were just two writers?
Yeah, there's two writers. Okay.
I don't know. I thought
there's a lot of brother writers, though, because like you look at the Infinity Wars Endgame, those are the same two brothers that worked on it. But yeah, these two brothers, there's an episode in season three that you haven't seen yet, and it's very off track in a way, and it's like a side story flashback, and then it goes into other characters that connect to the main, and it kind of goes sideways with some of the plot, and it's like, why'd they go there? Well, a lot of...
Wait, is that with a different number?
Yeah. Have you seen that episode?
Maybe I have watched season three.
Yeah, I think you've seen it then.
Maybe I did.
they've decided to like scrap a lot of things from that because they were just like, oh, we don't want to repeat those issues. So we're like, all right, stick to the story that we know people like.
Oh, yeah. I've seen season three then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know exactly what you're talking about.
There's other things they introduced. And
she was cool.
One of the things I loved about the series in season four, they split everyone up into different areas. So there's a lot of different storylines that's kind of like crossing over. But the negative is because they're split up, you miss the unity of them being as a whole in that sense. But it's also, I think that's what builds to something, because you know that they are a good group when they're together. So you're like, oh, I can't wait to see that kind of like...
It's like an adventuring group in Dungeons and Dragons. When they're together, they work the best.
It's like One Piece when they're all split up. You're like, oh, come back together.
Come on,
what are they going to meet? Yeah. So it was very much... And by the end of it, I felt... very, very satisfied with things that happened. There are some things that I'm like wanting them to go into details more in next season, but I know they're going to go. They have to cover that. There's no way they could avoid that. And it's definitely they're building to something. I'm like, yeah, this feels like we're coming to an ending.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm happy about that because I don't like things that just drag out to where it's like they weren't thinking ahead. They're just like setting up random crap. So
this is going to deviate from our current topic, but
okay,
just to kind
I'm prepared.
Of, just to kind of bring it back down and jump into something similar but unrelated. The girl who plays 11, Millie, she's been dressing like a 30-year-old right now because of her stylist. Her stylist keeps dressing her up as like a 30-year-old, even though she's like
I'm pretty sure she didn't do that in the TV show.
No,
are you talking about
I'm talking about in public.
Oh, okay. I don't follow. I didn't know that. How did you know, or where did you read about that?
Because I've watched interviews with her.
Oh, okay.
And she dresses as if she's 30.
How old is she? I thought she was like 19.
I'm pretty...
Maybe 18.
Maybe I'm just tripping.
I thought she was 12 back in the first season, but that also was like 6-7 years ago. But maybe you're right. Maybe... I don't know. But then again, this is the thing about child actors. They always try to...
She's 18. But still, that is... It's a little weird.
But when did you see the interview? It might have been a few years ago.
No, it was when...
The show came out?
The season 4 came out.
Oh,
so
okay.
18. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to get the age wrong.
Well, still. She's still like kid still, but yeah.
Yeah. A little weird, right?
Yeah. But also, I feel like they try to... make some actors look older than they are.
And when season three came out, not to cut you off,
no,
but,
it's okay.
Drake hopped in her DMs. DMs Who's? Being her...
Oh, the
direct message.
The musician Drake?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Weird, right?
I mean, how do they know each other?
They
was she in a music video of his or something?
No. Exactly. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, they just started talking because of her fame at the time. So
I mean, that just makes me feel creeped out of Drake now.
But, yeah, so, like, all of these, like, little coincidences, like, making her feel older than she is, and her talking to Drake or whoever, just, like, having... How does that make you feel? Just creeped out?
I mean, I think that's weird, but when I watch a TV show, I don't think about those things, because I'm just into the story and the characters, but...
But when you're seeing them have an interview, and they look 30... and they're 18.
I think, though, that, like, the funny thing I think about that is I see that, and they try to make actors look older than they actually are. And then the funny thing is, once they hit a certain age, then they start wanting to look younger than they actually are. Yeah, and I'm right? like, wait a minute.
So it's like, nobody
wants to look their age. They're like, oh, yeah. I got it. Like when they like, so like say she was 15 or 12 or something, they were trying to make her look 30. Then let's say when she's in her late 20s, she'll start wanting to look 12. It's going to like,
it doesn't make sense. Yeah.
They're like, oh no, now I look too old. It's like,
I don't get the fame perception.
I don't get that either.
On people. It feels wrong. Sometimes.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree.
I mean, I'm not going to police what she does with her life. And if she wants to wear those outfits,
I mean,
that's fine.
If they're making money and they're successful, they're all going to listen. They're going to let her do whatever she wants, which is, I think, child actors like go crazy because a lot of times nobody says no. Everyone's afraid to say no to them. And they get away with things. I mean, look at what, like, you remember the actor Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of went crazy for a while. And a lot of those actors, the child actors, kind of just disappear.
Yeah. Jeanette McCurdy put out a book about herself and her mom. The girl from iCarly. So the story with her is that her mom pushed her to go to all of these things, and like her mom was
trying to make her look older.
No, trying to keep her skinny, trying to keep her like in the image of what she should be. Oh, right,
man. So that sucks.
All of these like images, all of these things where you're trying to push your body to be
unnatural, like
unnaturally, like.
Well, that's kind of how the media is, though.
It's fucked.
I mean, a lot of actors put their bodies to the limit because for the movies, for the roles. Like, a lot of these actors, like, they put on them on a strict diet to be in the Marvel movies. They had to be, like, super skinny. They dehydrate their bodies so that way the muscle, like, tones show more. It's not, none of it's natural. That's why I'm like, I kind of enjoy anime because I know it's, obviously, I know it's not real and I don't feel like no one's getting any, well, although the animators are probably getting, like, a lot of physical pain they're having to, like, suffer through all the artwork they have to put out.
And you gotta think, the voice actors have to sound younger than they are. Like, that's a 40-year-old has to be like, hi. Like, you know, like, way
unnatural,
down.
Like
unnaturally, like, Ichigo-kun, or whatever.
Yeah,
like
yeah, they definitely, like, do that. So there's definitely different areas in different areas of media that they are always going to be competition, and they're always going to put themselves to the limit. And so
you think it's because of the scope that is put on Hollywood?
In a way, I think it is. It's like there's this competition, and if they look older than they, I don't know, whatever reason they think that it looks better because the public,
because a stylist says it does, or because the public says.
But then they're also like,
yeah,
they want to be treated like adults, because what kid wants to be treated like a kid when they can be like out doing whatever they want with no rules? But when they're superstars that are getting like every movie role and nobody says no to them, who's gonna tell them you need to go to bed tonight? No, you can't be up late. You can't be get off
you
your
can't
cell
be talking
phone.
To your friend.
Yeah, it's like no, that kid's making more
you
money
can't be
than the parents.
That Cheeto,
if like, that kid is making more money than the parents. How does a parent going to say no to them because, when the parents are, like, living off their child?
Well, because until the child is 18, they don't have full control over their assets. You know? That kind of happened to, I think, Britney Spears in a way. Like, her parents, like, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of that kind of, like...
So, like, you know, it
getting
happens.
Into, like, a... Yeah, so it's, like, I don't know what to think of, like... Like, I don't think it's right to do it that way. But I think it's going to happen even if I don't think it's right.
Yeah.
So, like, at the end of the day, I'm like, my opinion of it isn't going to change the way that they're going to make these, you know, movies, or these actors are going to, like, suddenly... Because I feel like there's so much money there that they are... They're more interested in the money than they are worried about the kid's life.
Yeah, and some kids are also interested in the money because of how they were raised by their parents.
Yeah.
That they
struggling
don't even,
lifestyles, maybe.
Yeah, they don't even see the subtle, I don't want to call it manipulation, but influence that their parents have on them.
And then there's probably
some
a lot of
some can be boiled down to manipulation.
So it could be a lot of it could be a lot of things, but it doesn't mean that it's right. It's just going to happen.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to bring the mood of us getting back into podcasting down. I just wanted to try a new segment where we actually talk about the actors and like how...
Well, I... Okay, like
the
we're going...
The public is...
If we're talking about the actors, though, like going back to Stranger Things, but talking about... What's her name again?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. I was going to say Levin, but whatever her real name is. Ironically, in the show, I don't really like... I don't think she's the best character. I don't think she's the best performer. Yeah. So it's really weird to me how she's so the focus of the public image or public spotlight. She gets
it's
the most attention.
She's the I think protagonist.
There's so many other characters in that show that I love that I'm like, how is she getting all the attention? These other kid actors are great,
that's
too.
That's also a thing. Like, the public sways who has to maintain these images.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that might be why her stylist dresses her as a 30-year-old when she's 18, because...
Maybe it makes more attention than the other kids get, because they don't dress that way?
Exactly. And she has, like, they have money. They have
'cause there's,
all the money to allocate to...
There's other female actors in that show, like Max. Mm-hmm.
She's the orange hair girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The redhead. And yeah, she's awesome. I actually like her character more than Eleven. But I don't see or hear anything about her outside of the show, like her acting or...
Does she show up in the third season or fourth?
She showed up in the second.
What?
Yeah.
Her and her abusive brother?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember anything about this show.
Maybe you need to start over.
And yet I'm just talking like
yeah,
she
shows up in season two.
Oh, shit. Okay. How big of a role does she play for a while?
Season two, she was like a side character,
yeah.
More introduction level. And she's kind of like the... Like, everyone kind of has to tell her what's been going on, because season one she wasn't there for.
Yeah,
season three, I didn't hate what they did with her, but she was kind of like... She seemed more important in season two than season three.
So they kind of just... I said with Miguel from Cobra Kai, they kind of didn't know what to do with her, so they just
kind of
side-saddled her.
I think they had other things they did with her, but she was not the focus.
Yeah.
And boy, is it different in season four. She's really important in season four.
Well, I mean, her brother... Something.
That's from season... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, in season... You have seen season three then. Yeah, because
I don't know what I've seen.
Season three.
Okay.
You're talking about season three.
Okay, I've seen a lot of just stuff on the internet. So...
Okay.
It's very mishmashed in my mind, like, what...
When it happened.
Information happens.
Okay. Yeah.
I know she's in the show, and I know her brother is in the show, but I don't know what she does in the show, and I don't know what he does until something happens with him and the big bad.
Yeah.
That's all I know. That's it.
season four, she has a very, like, strong arc, and okay. I was loving it. They, like, introduced this thing. Some of the other things about it, like, there's some areas I can have issues with, but overall... Her storyline could have been a movie just by itself, but they had these other stories happen crisscrossing.
I will say that I think the reason Millie is bigger than the actress who plays Max is because, one, she was introduced in the first season.
True.
Two, she literally has powers and everyone loves fucking powers, especially if you give them to a small kid for some reason.
Just put your hand out.
And three, she has just been able to leave a bigger social media imprint.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, that's what it is. She's very outspoken for her.
Exactly.
She won't stop talking.
Yeah,
and
she has
the other ones...
a very big presence.
Yeah.
So that might be why her stylist or whoever dresses her like a 30-year-old for these interviews, because she has such a big presence that she can wear these grown-up clothes. I don't know, though. It feels weird.
So
still.
Do you go on the internet a lot and read about Stranger Things? Because I didn't know about
No. It's just on Facebook. It's just like the stuff like watchworthy. It'll be like Eleven's impact in blah, blah, blah season
at this point.
And it's just like, okay, cool. I don't even know what that's referring to, but cool.
Do you think aside from my opinions and how much I liked it, if you didn't know that, would you still check out the show? Because I don't want my influences or my opinions to change your opinion of the show. Because if you don't like it, you don't have to watch it because people say it's good. Because you kind of sound like you were kind of like, a little over it. So there's a little overhyped previous seasons.
If I didn't hear anything from anyone, I might give it a chance, like more of a watch through. But because just like right when it came out, all over Facebook, all over Instagram, all over whatever social media platform you want to.
Yeah.
All I heard was Stranger Things, Stranger Things, Stranger Things, Stranger Things, Stranger Things.
Yeah, see, but I don't go all on like, that, so I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah, you don't hear any of that, and I see it all the time, so I have no reason to...
Well, just stay away from the internet, then.
Yeah, I'll just do that, because that's super...
I do it?
How? I don't know. I don't know how you do it.
Try it. Just see how it feels.
Okay.
Then you'll be like, oh my God, I found this great show. You're like, oh, everybody else likes it too. You're going to be like, oh, okay.
Oh, another thing I've been watching a lot of, I'll watch documentaries, and I've been watching a shit ton of documentaries.
Like
okay,
TV
to name
show
a few.
Series?
Like actual, like, what, one. Okay, so one is Woodstock 99. Saw that one. That's on Netflix.
Did you see all these? Did you pick all these documentaries because of things you read about on the internet that you saw?
No.
Oh, okay.
I picked them because I didn't hear anything about them and I had a vague interest in them. One I did pick because I heard about this event.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to figure it. Not the Woodstock one, but Fire is. It was a event that was like supposed to be like the biggest party for rich people on a deserted island, and you could get tickets to this.
Wait, I've heard about Fire.
Exactly, everyone has.
I think it was like in 2017 or something.
Yeah,
or 18.
But it never happened. This event never happened.
Oh.
Because the organizers of this event hyped it so much for the first 2 months that they overpacked. Plus, they didn't even start working on the event until they put out the ad for this thing. There's also another one on Netflix about Bob Ross. I have no idea what the fuck it's about because the trailer just shows an image of Bob Ross and it's like, we want to show you the trailer, and it's like playing this like intense, like ominous music, but we can't. And then
the trailer
just ends and you're just like, huh?
So you haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it yet because I think Ash wants to watch it with me. But I've also watched a ton of different documentaries right now, and I've just been on a documentary like kick for a bit, and I've really been enjoying them. A lot of Netflix documentaries are really nice, and I've been having a lot of fun with it because there are just so many unique documentaries out there.
I don't think we could probably cover all of them, but I'm curious what ones stood out the most.
Like, the most hated man on the internet is about this guy and this internet website. I don't feel comfortable talking about the website on this podcast because it is...
Is it still up?
No.
Okay, I was
the FBI took it down. A guy tricked him into taking it down a long time ago, but the person who made the website is the most hated man on the internet. And the FBI took this website down. The website was called Are You Up?
Are You What?
Are You Up?
Oh, like, okay.
A lot of bad stuff happened on that website. I don't want to talk about it.
But you liked the documentary.
The documentary was really fascinating.
Because it sounds like you're like, it wasn't good, but I liked it.
No, the website was horrible.
Oh, but you mean
the documentary
was good.
Okay,
okay.
It's a three-part documentary.
Oh, okay. It was chopped up or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It's a three-part documentary on Netflix. I watched it in one sitting because it was so good. I probably should have spaced it out, but I thought it was fascinating.
I mean, I guess you could have, but no.
Just so you know, like, sometimes when you binge stuff, you don't retain all the information.
Yeah.
And...
Or I'll be like, I don't remember when that happened, but I know something like this happened.
Exactly. Like when we were talking about Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't remember all the details because I was the only one talking about it.
Sorry, I should have watched it.
But plugged to an old episode. But this guy was just like, just the stuff he did. Like the way he thought about life. Like, I couldn't. Just
messed up.
It's messed up. Like, it's kind of deranged. It's like he wanted to shame people.
Maybe
all
we
the
should
time.
Warn people some of these triggering.
Yeah, yeah. Things. This, yes, yes.
Just
yes.
In case, because I don't some know what
these,
you were gonna say.
So Fire is fine. You can watch that. It's not triggering in any way, except for
anyone that probably wanted to go to it.
Yeah,
they spent money on it.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe if you spent bit. Money on the Fire Festival, I am so sorry.
This movie is for you. No,
I haven't seen the Bill Ross one yet. So
yeah, you got to tell me about that when you see it.
I do want to watch it. But yeah, that's what I've been watching. I mean, that's
damn.
What you've been
okay.
watching. So.
Yeah, you've definitely seen more interesting things than I've seen. I just talked about how shitty this one show is.
Hey, I mean, you've been on vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been on vacation. I'm going on vacation next week.
Right.
For like a week, but this will be out.
Yeah. So that's what we've seen.
Yeah.
And for all you listeners, you know, tell us what you've seen.
Yeah.
Or check Write out
a,
what we,
you know.
Or check out what we just watched and see if you feel the same way we feel. I also was going to say I have a list of shows and movies that I want to watch versus what I have watched. Ironically, ooh. I have no movies on my list that I've watched. I just named a couple shows that I watched.
Okay, what?
I haven't seen any movies.
Oh,
I only watched I only watch TV shows. I watched the Resort TV
yeah,
series.
Yeah.
I watched
Some One Piece.
I watched Stranger Things,
uh-huh.
And I watched Platinum End. I didn't watch any movies, so I was
wow.
like, when I was looking at it, I was like, man, I need to catch up on my movies. I've been only watching shows. Which okay, so I have a list of things that I want to watch that I would say is on my queue list.
Yeah.
I have movies, but I mostly have shows. So I'm like, I think I just prefer shows than movies. So
Ash and I watched one movie.
One movie? Okay.
It was an animated movie.
I thought the documentaries were movies.
Some are docuseries, some are movies.
They kind of cross that boundary of sometimes it's a show, sometimes it's a movie, or it's an extended movie.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
Documentaries are movies. It's just, they are.
It kind of crosses that boundary.
They're a different breed.
Yeah. That's why I say it kind of like, it's kind of like a gray area. It's like sometimes it's a show. Sometimes it's a movie. Sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's neither.
So what movies do you want to watch?
Okay, so movies that I have not seen. I want to see Jurassic World Dominion.
Same.
Still haven't seen it. Death on the Nile.
I also want to see that.
Top Gun.
Don't
Maverick.
See that.
I want to see the second one, but I want to see the first one because I hadn't seen the first one in like 20 years or whatever. So I want to jump into the new one because I keep hearing good things about it.
I mean,
so watch it.
Come over in 2 weeks. We can fucking stream it and
go through those.
Just go through both and go through at least Top Gun.
Okay. That wouldn't be.
I'm
going to
get
shit
faced
cool
for it because I hate it. But,
okay. Well, I also want to see Prey, which is the new Predator movie.
That looked really good.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but it looks good.
Yeah.
Orphan First Kill, which is, I think, a prequel to the Orphan movie.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a thriller scary
Heard
movie.
Heard about it.
The Black Phone.
The Black what?
Phone.
Phone.
Yeah. It's some.
It's, oh, is that with Ethan Hawken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone, he kidnapped someone.
Yeah.
I think all of my lists are a little bit dark, right? I was just thinking about
all
that.
All of them are pretty horror-y.
But I'm like, well, we're getting into Halloween season soon.
Did you ever watch X, the horror movie?
No, I did put it on my list because
I didn't know
about it.
There's a prequel, I think, coming out to it.
Okay.
Called,
should I see that first?
Probably not.
You said it's a prequel, though.
I know, but you probably want to get established with
maybe
the character
I should.
First.
Okay.
Know? I don't know. I haven't seen it.
That's it for my movies. Now,
the only movie I want to watch that I haven't watched is Bullet Train.
I kind of want to see that. I didn't put that on my list, though, because I was like, these other ones, I'm like, yeah, I'll definitely want to see those. That one, I'm like, I'll wait a little while, but I'll probably end up seeing it still.
Yeah, that's the only one I can think of that I want to watch, like, and I would go to, like, the theater to watch.
It looks entertaining. Like, I don't think I'll be, like, completely bored.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be able to find a good time to go to the bathroom during the movie, because it looks like one of those movies that's, like, not It's not going to be a slow point.
I mean, if it's fast paced the entire movie, that's crazy. But
yeah,
I'm sure it'll have like moments of 30 seconds where you can get up and
30 seconds. I don't think that I'm not going to make it to the bathroom and back by then.
Okay, like a minute or two.
Maybe I'll find a chance. Okay, on to TV. Uh-huh. I want to see The After Party. I think it's a Hulu show, and it's about this high school reunion. These kids have this high school reunion. Well, I guess they're adults, and they're all in their 30s or 40s, and they hadn't seen each other in 20 years or something. And they have this party, and then someone gets murdered at the party, and they have to solve how it happened, who did it, and it's a dark comedy mystery. Dave Franco's in it.
Oh, you know what? There is one movie that I want to see that also has Dave Franco in it.
Okay, what is it?
It is Day Shift. It has
never heard of
Jamie Foxx. Okay, so it has Snoop Dogg, Dave Franco. It's about vampires and Jamie Foxx, Snoop Dogg, and Dave Franco killing them.
Okay, you got my attention.
It's on Netflix. It sounds pretty cool. I heard it's pretty cool. Okay. I've heard it's pretty good.
I'll add that to my list. I also want to see American Horror Stories, a new season.
Yep.
House of Dragons, or House of the Dragons. I think it's a prequel to Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
Ring of Powers, the Lord of the Rings show. She-Hulk, Miss Marvel, Moon Knight. I also want to see the Obi-Wan Kenobi show.
So much shit to watch.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I have quite a list. Obi-Wan Kenobi show.
Uh-huh.
The new Resident Evil Netflix show. So I haven't seen it. It's kind of interesting. The one
that just got canceled?
Yeah, that's the one I want to see. Sandman.
Oh, I heard that was good from someone.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a season two, though. Resident Evil, Sandman, The Boys.
I want to watch
season
four. Is it season three?
I don't know, man. I don't keep up with that show. I have to watch season two because I only watch like one or two episodes of season two.
I got to like the sixth episode, I think. I don't know how many episodes are in it.
So obviously we didn't think it was that good because neither of us finished it.
No, I liked it. I just didn't keep up watching it. I think I was busy at the time.
Another show I want to see is called Severance. It's an Apple TV show.
Nope. Never seen, never heard.
Never heard of it?
Nope.
And then, of course, the last one on my list is One Piece. That's
always going to be on the list.
Yet. The other shows that I've seen that I did not mention, because I didn't finish them and I didn't like them. At least Platinum End, I had parts I liked. But I watched Umbrella Academy, and I stopped after like two, three episodes. Yeah.
Of the first season?
Of the newest season.
Oh, okay. Third season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you watch it?
No. I still need to watch the second.
Oh, I saw it years ago. I can't remember. But yeah, I like season one and two. But I didn't care for season three. But I got two, three episodes in. And then I also saw a show called Paper Girls. And I didn't really care for it either. It's on Amazon Prime.
What's that about?
These girls that deliver paper, but they don't know each other. And then somebody, like, I think, tries to egg them or attack them. So they ride in their bikes. It's like female Stranger Things, but it's all female cast, and they're all like teenage girls, and then they go into this house and something crazy happens outside, and I don't want to spoil it, so I'm not going to.
All right, then don't spoil it.
Yeah, there's a bit of some craziness in the surroundings, but I never finished it, so I don't really understand what was happening. I got bored of it.
I don't have a list
of shows you want to see. You just named a few movies.
I mean, documentaries.
And you want to see The Boys. So that's on your list also. Yes. Sandman, I think, was also on your list.
I said it looked interesting enough.
You don't know if you'll see it, though.
I don't know if I'll actually watch it. Oh, I need to finish The Orville.
The Orville.
Yep.
And
then I also need to finish Free.
Oh, yeah, that's Free. That was the other one.
It's so gay. But in a good way. Like, I love it. I love it so much.
I think we've hit our limit.
Well, this has been informative. No, seriously, there are shows that you have.
I planned on doing like two or three other topics, but we didn't get to it because
get to it.
I still have half a beer.
I know you haven't touched it since like.
Well, yeah.
Chuck.
Okay, well. Bring up one topic and then we'll end it.
All right, what's the topic?
We're just going to end it on this. I think that over all the time we've been talking about shows and movies,
yeah,
I think I like movies that suck.
And I like movies that are good.
I think I like movies that suck. And we're going to talk about that in our next episode. That's what I'm going to leave it at. We're going to talk about why I like movies that suck. Talk about movies that suck.
You like movies that suck.
Yeah. And we're going to discuss that in the next episode.
Because you don't like movies that are good.
I you're right. I don't like movies that are good. Endgame. I love movies that are great. You're right. But no, we're going to save that for the next episode. And that was the topic I wanted to discuss, but we're not going to have time for it.
All right.
So we'll save it for another episode. And I have a thing about it that I wanted to share with you, but I will save that for the next episode because I'm going to intentionally bring it up when it's time.
Well, now you told me the whole...
You don't have it yet.
That's true.
So you don't know what I'm going to talk
about. That's true.
I'm just going to talk about movies that suck that All right. I like.
What's your name?
I am Nate.
And I am Dante. And this has been...
The Woolworth Podcast.
Hey!